Good day, listeners, and welcome to another episode of Power Chat, a weekly broadcast of the Trinidad and Tobago Electricity Commission. I am Annabel Brasnell, Corporate Communications Manager, and I'm joined by Mr. David Sinclair, our Health, Safety and Environment Manager, to discuss electricity safety. David, occasionally we hear stories in the media about persons being seriously hurt or killed by electricity. What can we do or what can be done to keep these people safe?
In recent years, in Trinidad and Tobago, there have been a relatively low number of electrocutions involving TNTEC's infrastructure. An electrocution is death caused by contact with electricity or electric shock, and this typically occurs during construction and renovations of homes or buildings, and in most cases, it's because of direct contact with overhead lines. We urge our customers to contact TNTEC whenever they have to do work close to our overhead lines and to ensure that the contractor pays attention to that when he's planning the job. TNTEC offers the service of providing a temporary disconnection so as to ensure that the supply is off and thus increase the safety of the job being done.
Could you explain in some detail why these things, such as seeking a temporary disconnection and looking at line clearances, are important, and tell us what can happen if somebody doesn't take those extra steps?
The overhead line produces an electric field which surrounds the conductor and extends beyond the conductor. Anyone coming in contact or within close proximity to the conductor comes in to that electric field. Coming into the electric field could lead to instances of shock because electricity can then find a path through you or through the piece of equipment to ground.
Tell me, what is the voltage of the overhead lines, the typical voltage of the overhead lines, so that persons know exactly what they're exposing themselves to if you do in fact come within that field?
Generally, the contacts have been at 12,000 volts because that is where most of our infrastructure that is close to homes would be distributed at 12,000 volts and then transformed down to 115, 230 volts for the connection to the building or to the home.
I think that it is particularly important for persons operating heavy equipment, something maybe with like a boom or a long arm that is not clearly within their line of sight. What can happen in situations where you have heavy equipment operating?
The rule of thumb within Trinidad and Tobago as guided by TNTEC is that you stay at least 15 feet away from any energized conductor. At that point in time, the voltages or the effect of the electric field is minimal. The closer you get to the overhead line conductor, the effects of the electric field changes and the possibility of the injury increases. So we'd advise that you stay your 15 feet away. If you know that your construction or your boom or any piece of equipment or your body is going to come within that 15 feet range of overhead lines, come into TNTEC, talk to us, let us know what you're planning, and we will make the necessary arrangements.
Okay, thanks, David. I want to look at another scenario, one where you have somebody who may be working as a casual laborer for one day, going into a situation that is unfamiliar, and they are required to engage in a job that might have some element of risk, but that person needs to operate safely. What is your advice?
The laborer coming onto the work site should look for the connection between the TNTEC pole and the point of entrance. He should ensure that the job he undertakes does not place him in that region. If not, he needs to find out from the employer if he had contacted TNTEC to make any arrangements for a disconnection. When moving equipment on the construction site, ensure that the equipment is not taller than the connection between the TNTEC pole and the point of entrance. Contact us if the height is above. We will make arrangements to have the connection disconnected.
And I can add that it's actually quite simple to request a temporary disconnection. What is required is that you visit the service center closest to you 2 to 3 days in advance. You need to walk with your identification if you are the account holder. If you are not the account holder, you bring a copy of the ID of the account holder as well as an authorization letter from them to allow us to start the process. There is a form that you need to complete. The cost of the temporary disconnection and reconnection is $218. And we will do the disconnection and reconnection according to your time frame. Okay, David, it appears that we are out of time, so we will pause the discussions here and continue next time with more information on electricity safety. Thank you, David Sinclair, HSC Manager.
Thank you.
I am Annabelle Brasnell, Corporate Communications Manager. Thank you for listening to us on Power Chat, and join us next time.